This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our very first guest for the day is part of a duo that have produced a show called Queer PowerPoint. And this is part of the Nonstop Weekend part of Now or Never. So thank you for joining us, creator Xanthi Dobby.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely. So, Xanthi, before we get started talking about this festival, you have quite an eclectic background yourself and also an exceptional website. If anyone hasn't checked it out before, you should have a look because it's just pop culture gone wild. So Xanthi, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm Xanthi Dobby. I am I suppose you would say eclectic interdisciplinary artist. Most of my work is about the internet and generally being really fucking gay. Sorry, I didn't swear. It's about gay stuff, internet stuff, and sort of the hybridity between those two things. And I sort of try to create shrines to a post-truth world or something like that. So right. I use
is it mostly social media? So Instagram's is something that you love and enjoy?
No, not at all. Instagram is something that I use, but I think that oddly, actually, I did a PowerPoint on this when we last did it at the Sydney Opera House. I'm oddly kind of an internet bystander. I spend a lot of time observing the online world and then I go off and make my little gay artworks about it.
Right. Okay. But you've got a lot of followers though.
Oh, I wouldn't say so in the scheme of things. You know, I've got a few thousand.
That's a lot.
I'm not even cusping influencer at this point.
So what can we expect from you as part of this festival? And you're at the TOF as well, which is a very nice place to be.
Well, the beauty of Queer PowerPoint is that it doesn't take much explaining. It's all sort of written up there in the name. It is queer people doing PowerPoints. That's pretty much.
So it's like wearing our suit and sitting in an office with our briefcase and as you do PowerPoint for us. Is that it?
Not quite. It's PowerPoint like you have never experienced it before. So this is a co-creation with Harriet Gillies, who is an amazing experimental queer performance artist, and also with our beautiful producer, Tom Smythe, who's a legend. So it's a brainchild from the three of us, and we've all experienced PowerPoints for our whole lives from the early 90s to now, and we all know that it is a truly terrible presentation.
The sound effects, though.
Oh, my God. We just wanted to create something that highlighted the absurdity of the tool. So it's a PowerPoint like you've never seen before. There's no text, generally speaking. There's a lot of transitions. There's a lot of GIFs. There's a lot of sound effects. And our topics have ranged from everything from a legal definition of daddy to Amanda Bynes' tattoo to a sociological study of glory hole.
Wow.
Right. Okay. We're getting the vibe.
We're getting the vibe.
All right. So what does it mean to you to be part of this Now or Never festival? Because it gives you a platform, doesn't it? And it gives you this opportunity that you probably wouldn't have on this, as I said, a platform like this.
Well, it's oddly been quite a successful project, Queer PowerPoint. I would say that mine and Harriet's broader experimental practices have a little less time getting the highlights that Queer PowerPoint does. But Now or Never, we are very excited to do. But we did just recently do Rising Festival as well. And we did the Sydney Opera House. We've done the MCA. We've done the Museum of Western Australia. So it is a full new platform, but Queer PowerPoint is going off. You are not going to get a bad show.
Yeah. Okay. And how long ago did you start it?
This has been about almost coming up to 3 years now, actually. So we've been at it. We've probably done about 15 shows at this point.
Great. And you're Sydney-based usually, is that right?
I'm based down here in Nam, in Melbourne, and Harriet and Tom are based up in Sydney on Gadigal land.
Right.
So we bounce up a lot. A lot of the shows have been in Sydney, but we finally broke through Melbourne in June doing Rising. And otherwise, yes, we've done Western Australia, and we're going to do Taiwan at the end of the year as well.
Whoa. That's it. Well, what's your background? You know, like, why have you been able to achieve all of this? What's your background?
Well, Harriet and I have both been practicing artists for about a decade now, I would say. I am in my third year of my PhD at RMIT at the moment.
And what's it on? I love hearing about people's PhDs because they're so bizarre these days.
My PhD is specifically centered around immersive and interactive medias, predominantly focusing on the 90s and cyber feminists and queer practices.
Oh, okay. Okay. And,
yeah.
And so, what do you hope to achieve once you've got your PhD, or is it just a goal that you've wanted?
I think that, honestly, if we're real talking, as a they-them in the world, I'm really looking forward to having the most gender-neutral title in the world.
Yeah, you know, like, and you know, like, it sounds so important, doesn't it? Oh, he's doctor. You know, like, it's a funny thing, isn't it?
I'm glad that Mix is out there, but doctor definitely is an easier one to get across the line linguistically.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, tell us about the idea of Nonstop Weekend as part of Now or Never Festival.
So Nonstop Weekend will be, I believe, the big closing weekend of this festival that goes for almost 3 weeks. So it's opening this Thursday, I believe, and then Nonstop Weekend will be this big send-off. There's like 70 different shows happening simultaneously, and basically you can get a pass to either of the nights, Friday or Saturday night, and then that gives you access to all of the events that are on. So we'll be at the top both of those nights, and I believe you can go to Max Watts and a number of other really big, exciting venues, and it's like a pretty amazing lineup. They've done a great job for the first festival that they're throwing under this.
Yeah, and who's the brainchild behind this festival? Do you know?
That I do not know. I know that it's the city of Melbourne, and I know that the origins of this festival is that it's basically a merger between what used to be Melbourne Knowledge Week and what used to be Melbourne Music Week.
Okay. And okay.
Merge them together into one sort of sensationalized technology, music, entertainment phenomenon.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, it sounds absolutely fabulous. So we've all got to start following you on social media, even though you don't want us to.
I want you to. I'm not going to say no. We also have a queer PowerPoint Instagram as well, though, if you would like more info on that specifically.
Yeah, let's have the handle for that.
I believe it's just queer PowerPoint.
Oh, great.
Queer PowerPoint, and my Instagram is just at Nancy Dobby.
And your website is also xanthidobby.com. And Xanthi is spelt with an X for anyone that's not already familiar with the name.
And so thank you so much for chatting with us today, and have a lot of fun.
Thank you. See you there.
Yeah, you'll see us there. We'll be the ones up the backs going, come on, show us what you've got.
We will not disappoint.
Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thanks. We've just been chatting with Xanthi Dobby, who is a co-creator of Queer PowerPoint, which is back in Melbourne for the new Now or Never Festival, and it's part of the Nonstop Weekend. So if you want to find out more about that, it's on Friday the 1st and Saturday 2nd of September at the TOF, and you can check out nowornever.melbourne.vic.gov.au. And you can find out everything there.
I found her fascinating. You know, wicked sense of humour. Yeah.
Found them fascinating.
Yeah.
Doctor. Soon to be Dr. Xanthi. You have been listening to The Joy Sunday Arts Magazine 94.9, and we'll be back with you after these messages.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.